we're just finishing up looking at the history of resilience and what it is, and we're about to look at what mindfulness and meditation, how we can use that to develop our resilience. So guess where I'm going to start? Yes, with definitions. Mindfulness and meditation are some more of those words that are used. It's just a real, what's the word? It's pop culture right now. Everyone's doing mindfulness. So I want to tell you what I mean when I'm talking about mindfulness and when I'm talking about meditation. And this is based on my teacher's formulation, my teacher Shinzen Young. Some of you I know him. And he has developed a system of meditation called Unified Mindfulness. And full disclosure, I am a trained Unified Mindfulness Level 2 coach. So if I seem like I'm a living advertisement for Unified Mindfulness, it's because I am. And it's a great system because it's very clear on definitions. So everybody knows what we're talking about. So these are some definitions that will be useful to know as we discuss this. What is mindful awareness? Mindful awareness is just a way of paying attention to things. It's a way of paying attention with three particular skills working together. I know some of you have heard me talk about this over and over and over, but you can't ever get too much of it. The three skills are concentration, clarity, and equanimity. So I'll define these skills in a moment. But these three skills, if you use them together to pay attention to what's going on in the present moment, then we can say that you are mindfully aware of the present moment. So those skills, concentration just means the ability to focus on whatever you want to focus on for as long as you want to focus on it. It doesn't have to be a very narrow thing, and it doesn't have to be a prolonged, unbroken attention. You can focus on a very broad range of things, and you can focus on things moment by moment. So whatever you deem to be important, for as long as you deem to pay, as long as you want to pay attention to it, that is the skill of concentration. Clarity, or sensory clarity, to be more precise, is knowing what you're paying attention to. Being able to detect and distinguish the details of what you've chosen to pay attention to. Tracking in real time how things are changing. And equanimity is the ability to allow whatever is happening internally to happen without fighting with it, without clinging to what's pleasant or pushing away what's unpleasant, without trying to change what's going on. And I just want to emphasize that we're talking about internal experience here. If you see a child who's about to walk out into the street, equanimity does not mean that you just let that child walk into the street and allow it to happen. What it means is that you may be feeling fear or self-doubt arise as you see this happen, and you are able to allow those emotions to arise without fighting with them, and that frees up energy and clarity to take appropriate action and to stop the child from walking into the street. And that is also what we mean by emotional regulation, the ability to experience internally in order to act appropriate externally. So concentration, clarity, and equanimity, you use all three of these together when you're paying attention to something and you're paying attention with mindful awareness. So what's meditation? Meditation is when you are intentionally either training those three skills or applying those three skills to a situation. So say you're doing a breath meditation, you're following your breath. That is an activity in which you're training concentration, clarity, and equanimity. You're learning to focus on your breath You keep bringing your attention back to your breath. Oh, your clarity, sensory clarity, is being able to notice the changes in your body as you breathe. Being very clear about, you know, this breath is different from that breath. In this breath, it's doing this. And then in the next breath, you're paying attention to that. There's sensory clarity with that. And the equanimity is allowing all the other stuff that's happening around you to happen without being dragged into it. You're having internal experiences of distraction, but you're still able to stay on your breath. So that's equanimity. So following your breath is a classic meditation technique. On the other hand, you can also use concentration, clarity, and equanimity in a particular situation. Say you're having a challenging situation. You've got a lot of emotion going on. Maybe there's an argument going on. You're going to use your concentration to focus on what is necessary right now. You're going to use your clarity to distinguish between the unpleasant sensations that are driving you and the clear thinking that is guiding you. You're able to therefore take action appropriately. And equanimity is part of what allows you. You have clarity and then you have equanimity with what you see that's unpleasant, or what's pleasant, you're not grasping onto it. You're able to have someone shouting at you without it affecting you unduly. So in that case, you're also using meditation to deal with a difficult situation. In practice, these two things often are happening at the same time. So maybe you can already begin to see how any form of meditation is going to help with resilience. You're going to be learning to focus. You're learning to deal with unpleasantness that is coming at you in an adverse situation. Your equanimity there, sensory clarity, which is going to be very related to your emotional regulation, amongst other things. But meditation can also help in more specific ways. And even if we didn't do anything more today except teach you a single meditation technique, doing that technique is going to have a positive effect on your resilience. We're going to be looking at specifically training some of the resilience skills using meditation. Now, at this point, I want to mention the book again that I mentioned earlier. A lot of what I've learned about specifically applying meditation to resilience comes from a book by Meg Salter called Mind Your Life, subtitle, How Mindfulness Can Build Resilience and Reveal Your Extraordinary. When we take a break, I'm going to put up a slide that has that information. If you're interested, it goes into a lot more depth about resilience skills, how mindfulness can train them. And also it goes into the bouncing back stronger than before, which we're not going to have time for today. Perhaps we'll have another retreat about that. But the process of change, Meg covers that very clearly. So just wanted to mention that, and thanks for her book. So back to the question, how can meditation help build resilience? Excuse me.
Bless you.
Thank you. That's three. That should be it for now. So as I said, the three skills, concentration, clarity, and equanimity, are going to develop resilience. Any technique you do of meditation is going to develop those skills. So whether you're counting your breaths, chanting a mantra, feeling your feet as you walk, sending good wishes out into the world. All of those are going to be building these skills. But to go further than this, we can develop some attitudes and emotions specifically. So we're going to start off by looking at the positive emotions category. And we can actually, using a technique or a class of techniques called nurturing positive, we can raise our baseline level of positivity in general. We can develop specific positive emotions or positive skills such as generosity, compassion, and so on. After lunch, we're going to look at the other two categories.